این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. Selfish people and followers of Taghuts abuse the Holy Quran as a means by which to establish anti-Quranic rules. Thus, by abusing the Holy Quran, which was to be man's guide to moral and material life to the last day, was shelved and rule of divine justice, that is one of the doctrines of the Holy Book, was into oblivion. They laid the foundation for deviation from the religion of Allah, the Holy Book, and the tradition to the point that pen is ashamed to explain. The more this deviate trend advanced, the more the Holy Quran, which has been sent down by the Almighty God for guidance of mankind, was forced out of the scene.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that perform the prayers revive this political tradition of Islam. Now, we know that prayer is something which is an obligation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put this duty on our shoulders that whenever a girl or a boy becomes baligh, according to the lunar year, they have to pray five-time prayers, and it is an obligation. The concept that we have in our minds is this kind of concept, that it is something that we need to do. On the other hand, when we look in the Islamic teachings, it is said that it is better to pray them in a group. It is better to pray them in a jama'ah, in the mosque. When there are a couple of people, one should become leader and the other should follow that person. And there is a lot of emphasis on praying in a group or praying with others as a jama'ah. Now, what does it give us?
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Allah likes the things that we do in groups and not individually. Yes, we have to pray individually. There are some specific, for example, the nighttime prayers, which is Salatul Layl. But on the other hand, the five-time prayers that we have, it is recommended, especially the Jum'ah prayer, the Friday prayer, or the Eid prayer, to perform it with the others. Imam Khomeini is basically unveiling the concept of these prayers, and he says that revive this political tradition of Islam. It means that the prayers is not just something individually, it is a political tradition of Islam. Why? Because in the daily prayers, we see that the rich, poor, black, white, I don't know, Asian, American, they all stand in one line Maybe there is a leader, there is a politician, there is a beggar. They all stand in one line and then they pray. They all bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or give a message to the world that we are one. Even if we individually are different, we are just one.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa